This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, and now...
Macca, we're talking to Morgan Carpenter this morning. Sorry, we had a few problems with our phone this morning, so glad you could join us here on Joy 94.9.
And Morgan's Executive Director of Intersex Human Rights Australia, and...
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. There you go. Look, so, we're interested here in intersex human rights and the Victorian Government... And, you know, your Intersex Human Rights Australia. Tell us where we're at with this and what potentially the Victorian Government wants to do and Intersex Human Rights Australia, what their position is.
Well, thank you for having me on the program first. I mean, it's fantastic to be with you this morning. I mean, this really feels like a very significant step forward on an issue that we've been working on as an organisation since we were established in 2010, and the people involved in Intersex Human Rights Australia have been working on this even longer. It's, you know, forced and coercive medical interventions, elective interventions on infants and children to make their bodies appear more typically male or female, is the most intractable issue that people with intersex variations face. And it's actually the reason why the intersex movement was established in the 1990s. So quite recently, I mean, people may have seen the news that the Victorian government has made a commitment to end those medical interventions. And it's fantastic news. It's a really major step forward. And I want to really congratulate the Minister for Health and Equality, Martin Foley, for making that step. It comes at a time as well when the ACT government has also made a commitment and is also engaged in the same kind of process. So we're suddenly, I think, really now in a very fortunate situation where two jurisdictions have made public, visible commitments. So there's quite a bit of interference on the line, so I hope you can hear me.
No, we can hear you, Morgan.
Congratulations. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, so for intersex people, Morgan, what exactly does this mean in practical terms? How is this, you know, how is it going to impact on their lives and also for those who come after them, other intersex folk? How is this going to change their lives? How's it going to make it better?
Well, hey, I mean, this is a change that can really own... Well, it's important to say first, this is a public commitment. It is not an actual change in practice. So it's a very important, crucial step along the way to achieving reform, but that there are many steps we have yet to undertake. The steps that have yet to come are the completion of a formal proposal to the Victorian government, and Equality Australia is leading on the legal policy work and is funded by the Victorian government to do that. And Intersex Human Rights Australia is also funded to provide policy advice for the Victorian government on this issue. So it's a stepping stone to getting to the point where we have legislation, and it will take legislation to change current medical practices in Victoria and in ACT and elsewhere. But this change will not itself help people, adults with intersex variations, because that this change will mean that infants, children, adolescents won't go through some of the harmful experiences that we've experienced. So it's something that will benefit future generations, but actually, you know, it's not itself intended to provide any redress for people who've experienced forced or coercive medical practices before. That's probably a different step that we'll have to talk about at some point.
So, I mean, you know, in terms of you know, people, you know, younger people and those, you know, being born, this is going to have an impact, you know, having this discussion and then ultimately getting legislation, you know, to remove some of the awful barriers and medical procedures, you know, that have been required. That's a huge progress, and I know that, you know, Minister Foley is very passionate about this, and he, you know, he's going about it, you know, in the right way. He's asking you guys to, you know, to do some more work, to give some advice, and that's such a positive thing to even be actually having that discussion, isn't it, Morgan? I mean, to be actually having the discussion.
Well, look, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right, Mecca. I mean, it's important to acknowledge as well that, I mean, this is a formal public commitment.
Yeah.
And there are years of work that have gone into making this happen. And, you know, hopefully there are not years more work in actually implementing the reform. You know, Minister Foley must be, you know, deeply congratulated for taking this really vital public commitment. It really does transform how we think about the issue, and it gives us a visible sign of progress and a visible commitment to action to actually implement reform. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Morgan, hi, it's Paul. It's Paul here. Just want to say congratulations. I think this is a massive mile step forward. Just outline again, what are the next steps then to actually get this into legislation so it gets across the line?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we're in a really amazing situation. I mean, the ACT government made a commitment to reform a year or two ago. It hasn't been as publicly lauded in the way that this has been. And the ACT government has also it published a discussion paper in December last year, then a listening paper based upon feedback only in April, and an options paper was published at the end of June. So what we currently have is an extraordinary situation where two governments are both working on the same issues at the same time. And I hope there's going to be lots of learning between jurisdictions about the best ways forward. You know, both governments are going to be listening to proposals for reform, and I hope that this process means that we get the best outcomes possible in both of those jurisdictions. I have to say as well, I mean, there is also the Australian Human Rights Commission will be publishing a report on this issue later this month. And those of us on the expert reference group for that expect to have more information about what that will look like in coming days. And at the same time, Intersex Human Rights Australia is working with a law firm pro bono to look at a model bill on what should happen in both Victoria and ACT. And that's helping us to examine some of the tricky issues that are raised by the idea of law reform in an area that's long been neglected. Mm. There's been no attention to these issues before. So this is really groundbreaking work that's doing something quite new in terms of protecting children with intersex variations. I have to say as well, it builds on really important work that has already taken place. You know, we know that many jurisdictions, including New South Wales, Queensland, and ACT in Victoria, have legislation that regulates other parts of medicine, that either regulates psychiatric treatment or cosmetic surgeries. So in a sense, this kind of builds on some of that prior work on regulation. But it is doing something that's quite tricky and new, and There's a lot of work to take place to actually work out exactly what it looks like so that we get reforms that are actually going to work.
Morgan, that sounds great. I mean, it's good to have a plan there, and I think you're right. Building on current legislation is great. And once again, I think you have done amazing work getting it to this stage. We'd love to hear the updates as this goes through the...
And we've had a number of hugely supportive messages, Morgan, and, you know, from a couple of intersex folk, and more power to you. Really powerful... what you're doing in these messages. So, look, I thank you for the work you're doing. It's really important.
Well, hey, I mean, thank you so much for those really kind words. And thank you also to the listeners who are making those comments and giving that feedback. Look, we can't do this without you. We need people to get engaged as well. And we need people to speak up and talk. You know, there'll be a time when we'll need people to speak up and talk with local parliamentarians.
Oh, yes. And
there's a lot of work that we have to do to get this across the line. It takes the whole village. It takes the city. It takes all of us.
Well, when that time comes, Morgan, you know the station that will always give you the opportunity.
Well, thank you. And thanks so much for having me on the program today. It's a real pleasure to be here. It's a really exciting moment. Hey, where things are becoming visible and you know, we're getting firm commitments to action. So it's a really incredible moment that we've been working towards for so long.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan. And it is an important issue. I encourage people, ihra.org.au, have a look at it. Intersex Human Rights Australia, have a look and see where you can support them and engage.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.